CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. A provincial program that offers up to $200 per day for 3 sick days in Ontario has been extended.
The Ontario Worker Income Protection Benefit Program was introduced in April of last year, and since it was implemented, almost 500,000 workers have relied on it to call in sick without interrupting their pay. The program was established during the Delta variant wave of COVID-19 and extended during the Omicron stage of the pandemic. It was set to expire on July 31st. For CKNX News, I'm Adam Bell.
The program has been extended to March 31st of next year to allow workers to take a day off to care for a sick relative, get a booster shot, or take young children to get vaccinated. Ontario parents can now book COVID-19 vaccination for kids aged 6 months to under 5 years starting next Thursday. The province says pediatric vaccine bookings for that age group will open at 8 a.m. July 28th. Shots can be booked through the province's online portal. Public health units that use their own booking systems, pharmacies, Indigenous-led clinics, and some primary care providers and pediatricians. The province says Moderna's pediatric shots are being distributed over the next several days. U.S. President Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID-19, making him the second U.S. president to get the virus and underscoring the extent to which the virus has infiltrated American society. The 79-year-old Biden is fully vaccinated after getting 2 initial doses of the vaccine and 2 boosters since then. When a fully vaccinated person experiences a breakthrough infection, the chance of severe illness or death is very low. The announcement highlights the unpredictable nature of a virus that has now infected numerous world leaders, despite an urgent global vaccination drive. The January 6th committee, which is investigating the insurrection at the United States Capitol building in 2021, will conduct its 8th and final hearing this evening. Much of tonight's finale is expected to focus on what President Donald Trump was doing or not doing while violence raged on Capitol Hill. The hearing is expected to include 2 Trump administration officials that resigned in the aftermath, as well as new details about the 187 minutes that passed between the end of Trump's speech that day and when he finally posted a video on Twitter urging his supporters to leave the Capitol. Tonight's hearing starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The chair of the Central Huron BIA passed away suddenly last spring, and Community Improvement Coordinator Angela Smith says Sandra Garnett had been chair of the Central Huron BIA and instrumental in many projects. Smith says there were a few projects that she was unable to complete.
And in her memory, we have now completed the Downtown Flower Pot project, which saw every store on the main street get a flower pot for the front of their store. And there is a memorial plaque on each one of them that is in her memory that we have completed that project.
Another project was the chair project. And this summer, there will be a chair in front of every store on Main Street. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports, the Major League Baseball season resumes today, and the best team in baseball has a doubleheader on the schedule. The Yankees are 64-28. They face Houston twice today, with the first game at 1:10 p.m. The Jays start their second half of the season in a wild card spot. They'll be in Boston tomorrow night. The Red Sox are just 2 games behind Toronto. The Ottawa Redblacks are the only CFL team without a win. They host Montreal tonight. Hamilton Ticats are in Vancouver to face the Lions. Meantime, a COVID-19 outbreak among Saskatchewan Rough Riders players has put the team's upcoming game against the Toronto Argonauts in jeopardy. 6 more players have tested positive over the past 2 days, with a total of 10 players now in health and safety protocols. Huron County Man's Fastball has Milverton and Mitchell at 8:30 tonight. Partly sunny today and breezy, hot and humid. Tonight, clearing this evening, winds becoming light, low 15. Sunny tomorrow, breezy, high 31, a humidex of 34. Sunshine Saturday with a high of 30. Some showers on the way on Sunday, high 25 degrees.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.